Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Newsline, journalist Ronan Farrow, author of the book Catch and Kill, and the host of a new podcast with Pineapple Street Studios, a division of our parent company, Entercom. It debuts this week. Ronan, your book offers a behind-the-scenes look into your reporting on Harvey Weinstein, the women who came forward, the whistleblowers, but this is a chance to make that story come to life with audio.
That's right. It was always really clear as I was doing this reporting that, A, the hours and hours of audio that went into the reporting should see the light of day in some form because it is so powerful and it is capable of transporting people into the midst of these events that I think we can all learn so much from. And B, that the sources who made the reporting possible were so compelling and so colorful, but also so brave in many cases and put so much on the line that, you know, people should get to know them more too. Cool. And the podcast really does both of those things. You know, you will be spending time in each episode with one of these characters, whether it's a whistleblower or a source or, you know, a spy, who made or broke the fate of that reporting.
One of the women you talk to in your podcast says there's an infrastructure built on silence. Now, before the New Yorker story ran, you tried to get a piece to run at NBC, which we know never happened. Is that part of the infrastructure still in place?
For sure. You know, the media for years refused to run a lot of important stories about a lot of powerful people. And both the book and now the podcast document some of the reasons for why that is and how people get hurt when the truth gets buried. And in the second episode of the podcast, you'll get to meet Rich McHugh, my producer at NBC, who witnessed the shutdown of the story there. You know, executives there, according to Harvey Weinstein, made a deal with him to kill the story. And we explore all of that in the podcast. And you can hear the audio of Rich and I discussing the killing of the story as it was happening, reeling at each shocking turn as this thing got killed. So I hope people will learn from that. And it will be an instrument for preventing it from happening at other news networks.
Part of your book is spent talking about literal spies. You mentioned it before as well. You wrote about seeing the same Nissan Pathfinder in front of your home and in some ways outlining, hey, this is the kind of world these powerful people like Harvey Weinstein create for those who create problems.
Yeah, over the course of the book, you know, I go from sort of paranoid, glancing over my shoulder, seeing the same people, seeing the same cars, to being able to document and obtain all the contracts that prove the existence of an international espionage operation that targeted sources and targeted me. And you'll get to know some of the people who were a part of that operation. And, you know, the incredible story of Igor Ostrovsky, one of the spies who was following me, is the bulk of the first episode. And he talks about his life and the things that gave him the kind of sense of principle that made him stand up and say, no, I'm not going to be a part of this, and actually become a source after he was initially part of the machinery that was supposed to shut down my reporting.
You mentioned the paranoia. You weren't alone in that, and I'm not sure if it'll make the podcast, but there was a moment in the book when you talked about getting double-crossed by your own lawyer.
Well, not my lawyer, but there was a lawyer who, unbeknownst to me, was giving me advice while representing Harvey Weinstein. And that's just one of the many examples of, you know, people who were sort of corrupted by greed and power and were part of the infrastructure of silence that you mentioned. And yes, the podcast will have some unexpected moments of you getting to know some of the people who did the wrong thing, not just the right thing.
And as you detail in the book and as we'll hear in the podcast, there is a bit of a change in the culture now in this Me Too era that we live in. People can come forward and there's a willingness to hear these stories and for people to tell their stories. How important is that for people to feel that emboldened to come out and tell the truth?
I hope that part of what makes this podcast not just entertaining and a wild ride to listen to, but also of use to people is that these incredibly brave sources, and in the Harvey Weinstein story, it was overwhelmingly women who spoke, they convey so much strength and inspiration. And if one person listens to this and comes away from it saying, you know what, I see you, Ambra Gutierrez, this Italian model who I profile in one of these episodes, who went back to Harvey Weinstein, even though she was so terrified of him after an alleged assault, and made a secret police sting recording of a confession of guilt by him. You know, I hope that there is someone who listens to that and says, okay, I hear you, and I think maybe that can inspire me to do the right thing in a difficult situation. Certainly, that's been my reaction. I've drawn a lot of strength from these sources.
And you can listen to the premiere of the Catch and Kill podcast tomorrow by downloading the radio.com app. The trailer is up on the app right now. Ronan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.